how shall I put it gracefully? They're bizarre, and we are not bizarre yet in this area.
That, from Lakeview store manager Millie Green, seems to capture the sentiment of others who live and work near the Roseland on Melrose Street at Lincoln. The building is officially being shut down because of building and fire code violations. Police have been raiding the building regularly for months. Even the manager was arrested recently, found with a gun he said was confiscated from a resident. The Roseland's neighbors say they've had enough.
They practically hang out the windows. It has a very bad look. The police are always there, bringing a lot of crime to the neighborhood. Prostitution. We have prostitutes walking up and down the alley behind my house all the time.
This is all neighborhood families, children, a lot of people around here. I think it'd be better if they moved on. But where are they going to move to? After today's order, residents gathered outside the Roseland to study the want ad.
So this place should kind of look out for people. A lot of us are down on our luck. Some people owe $400 or $500, you know. He just let them keep on going. With paying rent like that, it's kind of hard to come up with like $350 at once with no job. Like me, I don't even have no welfare.
Another victim may be part owner Donald Trosper, who, while covering for three anonymous partners, tells reporters he spent about $400,000 trying to fix up the building. He can't recoup that with the low rent he charges, and Trosper complains other business deals are falling apart because of bad publicity from the Roseland. I'm Art Halperin,